Hello, this is Stuart Molina. I'm podcasting from my home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And today I would like to talk a little bit about our opening night concert, which is coming up next weekend, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, October 6th and 7th. And we have a fairly varied program. It opens with Wagner's overture to the opera Tannhäuser. The Tannhäuser Overture is performed often in the concert hall, but Wagner, after he wrote this overture, saw fit to rework it so that it would work seamlessly into the opera. So the first thing you might want to know is that this is an earlier version of the overture where it's a self-contained piece, making it appropriate for a concert performance, but that as far as the opera is concerned, Wagner then reworked it, changed the ending, so it didn't come to a big finish. The story of Tannhäuser, like many of Wagner's religious works, deals with the concept of sin, temptation, and eventual salvation and redemption. In this particular case, we have a minnesinger, a minstrel, named Tannhäuser. In fact, he was one of the great minstrels of his area. And he's been lured into the Venusberg, the mountain where the goddess of love, Venus, resides. And what she does in this mountain is lures all of the noble heroes into her lair and keeps them there by surrounding them with beauty and decadence and hedonism. And Tannhäuser has fallen into this trap. To make a long story short, he escapes the Venusberg by being reminded of Elizabeth, the woman that he's in love with, or at least was in love with before entering the Venusberg. And so he leaves and goes back to his town, where he enters a big competition of minnesingers. In this competition, he loses control and sings, instead of his usual offering, a tune in praise of Venus. And everyone is horrified, and Elizabeth particularly, because she's a very religious, proper girl. So Tannhäuser then has to go to Rome and beg the Pope's forgiveness. When the pilgrims return, Elizabeth does not see him among them, and she goes downhill and eventually will die. Tannhäuser then enters, and he's extremely unhappy because the Pope said that he would only be forgiven, that Tannhäuser would only be forgiven when a staff bears leaves. And of course, that wasn't going to happen, so Tannhäuser feels he's never going to be forgiven for his sin, and he prepares to re-enter the world of the Venusberg. But right before he goes back, he sees a funeral procession, recognizes Elizabeth's body on it, and falls apart with grief and desperation. But then he notices a pilgrim returning, and the pilgrim is carrying a staff that has blossomed, that has borne leaves. And so Tannhäuser knows that he is forgiven, he finds his salvation, and it's kind of a bittersweet ending. One could argue that in a spiritual sense, it's a happy ending in that he finds his salvation, but of course, Elizabeth is gone, and so any hope of earthly love is lost. Like many opera overtures, the overture to Tannhäuser tells elements of the story. It begins with the Pilgrim's Chorus, one of the famous tunes from the opera. This is the song that's sung by the pilgrims heading to Rome on their pilgrimage. It begins very quietly, as though from a great distance, in just the clarinets, the French horns, and the bassoons. And it's a very somber, extremely beautiful melody, which goes something like this. Thank you. this will continue and grow in energy, certainly grow in volume, as we can imagine the pilgrims coming from afar and entering the stage. Then we'll hear a triumphal, majestic presentation of this theme in the trombones, with the orchestra playing a pulsating accompaniment. It's truly a stirring opening to this wonderful overture. And then, just as soon as it's reached this peak, it begins waning again and gets soft. And then it's interrupted by the music of the Venusberg. This is the music that will be in the first scene, and it's very vivid, descriptive music, capturing the excitement, the passion, the beauty of this magical area. It's almost impossible to capture the beauty of this orchestration on the piano, but you'll hear a number of themes. The first recognizable theme will be first played in the violas, and it's this little ditty. And we'll hear this again and again. It will expand into a longer melody. And then on top of this, we'll hear this kind of shimmering music in the strings and in the woodwinds. And then another more rhythmic theme. These are the excitement motives. And then you'll get a more passionate kind of motive, which comes a little bit later and sounds like this. And so on. This is pretty typical music for Wagner. It's early Wagner, but already we're feeling the world that's going to come later with Tristan and the end of the Ring cycle, with this kind of passion and waves of passion that come through this music. The next tune we're going to hear in this overture is the scandalous song that Tannhäuser sings in praise of Venus during the competition. So forth. Wagner will give us a little bit of a respite in the middle of this overture with a very ethereal kind of section. Eventually he'll come back to both of these previous themes, the Venusberg and the song in praise of Venus, but at the end of the overture, because Wagner was a great dramatist, he knew how to bring a piece to a close, he works this piece up into a frenzy. But out of this frenzy comes the Pilgrim's Chorus once again. And so this piece comes to a close like the opera in Religious Salvation, with a grand statement of the Pilgrim's Chorus for the entire orchestra. And with that, our concert is well underway, and we move on to our next piece, which will be covered in my next podcast.